Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and today we are going to be reading and reflecting on Psalm 86. We're going to read it twice. The first time we read it is going to be from the King James Version, and the second time we read is going to be from the New International Version. And this is noted to have been of David. It's been a while since we've heard a psalm of David. We've had some of Asaph and of Korah. So let's get stuck in to Psalm 86, first from the KJV. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast holpen me and comforted me. And now we read the same psalm again, but from the New International Version. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvellous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me, They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped and comforted me. So this is Psalm 86. The psalmist is calling out to God, recognizing that they are poor and needy. And this phrase, I am poor and needy, I'm sure we read it in another psalm of David as well. And I just paused the recording to look it up, and indeed we did. We read it in Psalm 40. It's the last verse. It says, but as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. And similarly, we've got the psalmist, David, recognizing that they are poor and needy and that they need the Lord to guard them. In how many psalms has it said that the battle isn't won by chariots or horses or swords, but it's won by the Lord? When we recognize that we are poor and needy, even when we feel that we have loads of things, who can compare to what the Lord has and what the Lord can offer? Whose hand can do the things that the Lord has done? We are in need of the Lord. And so the psalmist starts by recognizing their need, their inability to save themselves, and their desire to see God at work. So let's make sure we do the same, and that we recognize that we are poor and needy, that we need the Lord. The psalmist continues and says how amazing the Lord is, how forgiving he is, how abounding he is in love. The psalmist lifts up their soul and calls upon the forgiving and loving Lord. The psalmist says, among the gods, there is no one like you. The things that the Lord does are not like the things we read about anywhere else. How many other gods and things of this world say that we need to look after the poor and needy, have saved people from slavery as our Lord has looked out for the widow and the orphan? There is no one like our God. And we get this prayer, all the nations you have made will come before you and worship, Lord. And we pray that all people would come to know God, to know his forgiveness, to know his goodness, to know his abounding love. And so the psalmist prays that they may know the Lord's ways. Teach me your way, Lord. Give me an undivided heart. We don't want our hearts to be divided, looking this way or that way, loving a bit of this and also loving the Lord. But we want our hearts to be focused on God, to be shining his goodness out day by day. That our hearts would be humble and not puffed up and proud. That we would trust in him and praise him. And so the psalmist finally comes to this point where they say, I'm being attacked by people who don't know you, but I know you're compassionate and I want to see your hand again. So we pray today that we would see God's hand again, and that people who come against us might see his goodness, that they may come to know him too. Well, yes. But the psalmist also prays that they would be put to shame, that they would realize that they're coming up against the one who is good. And this is a good prayer. We pray that those who are coming against what is good may realize what they're doing is wrong and feel that weight of shame, that they would eventually come to know God's forgiveness. So let's pray that we would see God's hand again in our lives today. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Today's psalm was Psalm 86. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.